We got a beautiful new art book. It's called Caravaggio. And this is about the artist Caravaggio, and he was born 1573 and lived to 1610, and he did absolutely beautiful artwork. And this book is a large coffee table-sized book, and the photographs of his artwork are absolutely stunning. And this is by John T. Spike. And I learned a lot about the artist, and I really enjoyed seeing the precision in his work and the colors that have endured through many, many decades, and actually centuries. And again, the name of this is Caravaggio by John T. Spike. Another art book that we got is called Walker Evans, Decade by Decade. And this is put out by the Cincinnati Art Museum, and it's by James Crump. And the Cincinnati Art Museum did an exhibition on Walker Evans, and they divided it up by the decades in his work. And a lot of the work that I had seen of Walker Evans' photography is from the Depression years, because he went around and he took pictures in migrant camps, and he has some very famous photographs from that time period. But he was very prolific. He lived into I believe 1970, and each decade he has different works. He has some really wonderful photography of old houses. He went around, especially in upstate New York, he found old houses that interested him, and he took pictures of them, and they're wonderful. And I had not realized that his work was as extensive as it was, because mostly what you see is from the Depression years. But I really liked that this man continued to take photographs for his entire life. It was something that he loved to do, and it shows in his work. And again, the name of this is called Walker Evans, Decade by Decade. It's put out by Cincinnati Art Museum, and it's by James Crump. Another art book that we got is How to Read Italian Renaissance Painting, and this is by Stefano Zuffi. And I liked this book because it takes the paintings, which are done in exquisite detail, and it tells you what to look for and what it means, like the setting of it, or a different type of paint that was used, a method that was used, a style that was used. It's very interesting, and I really would like to read this again because I feel like there's so much to learn from it. And again, this is called How to Read Italian Renaissance Painting by Stefano Zuffi. I just recently finished reading a memoir called Why Not Say What Happened, and this is by Ivana Lowell. Ivana Lowell was a great-great-granddaughter of Mr. Guinness, who developed Guinness Stout. The family lived in Ireland on a huge estate. The estate had beautiful parklands, a huge house, and money that just would not stop. So this author was raised in a very wealthy atmosphere. She actually didn't even finish school because she really couldn't be bothered, and she spent a lot of her time going to parties. Well, her mother was also raised in this way, and she rebelled against being brought out in society and having these parties all the time. But the granddaughter, she got into drinking, and it just about ruined her life. And it's kind of ironic that they had the money in their family because of a brewery, and yet there was alcoholism on both sides of her family, and it caused a lot of grief and anguish in her life. I thought this was a sort of interesting book, but there were two things I didn't like about it. One was I felt like the author dropped names. I also felt like the author talked about her struggle with alcoholism, and I'm not sure that that was a battle that she's won. It seemed to me like she spent a lot of time in rehab, but it didn't seem to me like she had conquered it. Again, the name of this is Why Not Say What Happened by Ivana Lowell. A beautiful book that we got that is called Masonry Heaters, Designing, Building, and Living with a Piece of the Sun. And if you see the pictures in this book, you really believe that it's a piece of the sun. These masonry heaters are gorgeous. They've done some very artistic things with the main heating system in the home. And it's full of plans, how to build them, how to maintain them, how what type of wood to use. And one thing that I thought was interesting was some of them have been set up to be cook stoves, and they have warming ovens on them. And so it's just like a central place in your home that you would gather around and be warm. I just really, even though I don't have one of these in my home and I don't plan to, I thought it was very interesting to look at and see what other... This is often seen in Europe, but they have taken pictures of houses in the United States where they have these masonry heaters. Again, the title of the book is Masonry Heaters, Designing, Building, and Living with a Piece of the Sun. And that's by Ken Mates. One book that I had very mixed feelings about is called The Happiness Project, or Why I Spent a Year Trying to Sing in the Morning, Clean My Closets, Fight Right, Read Aristotle, and Generally Have More Fun, by Gretchen Rubin. Gretchen Rubin was riding on a bus one day in New York City, and she's looking out the window, and she realized, I am letting my life pass me by, and I am not getting happiness out of each day like I should. She is a writer by trade, and so she decided that she was going to research happiness, and she was going to, instead of having a New Year's resolution, she would have resolutions each month for what she would do that month to make herself happier. She made lists, and she would check off what she did each month, and then, say, in January, she decided she was going to work on cleaning her closets, getting in better shape, and getting more rest. Those were her resolutions for the month. And then the next month, she was going to work on her marriage, but she would continue to do the resolutions that she had chosen in January and so on through the year. I have to say that this woman just didn't have a clue about happiness. She had to literally sit down and think about what would be something fun to do. She had no sense of enjoying herself and enjoying life. She made lists of how she ought to be toward her husband, and then she would check it off what she did. And I have to admire her because she realized that she wasn't happy and she wanted to make some changes, and she did do that. But overall, I felt very sorry for this author. Anyway, it is an interesting book. Again, the name of this is The Happiness Project by Gretchen Rubin.